I'd like to start tonight by saying two things. Those of you who were here Sunday morning will understand the first one. The glasses that I now wear are my own. But the next thing I want to tell you is that you don't need to get your Bibles out tonight, because I'm not going to mention a specific verse or ask you to read it or read one to you. What I want to do this evening is to tell you a story. Stories are sometimes considered to be things that are made up by people, but that's not necessarily true. We speak of stories in the Bible, and they are true. I don't know whether the story that I'm going to tell you tonight is true or not. What I do know is there is no reason to think that it is not true. Some time ago, I came across a story that was a great lesson to me. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. It's the story of a family that lived on a farm, isolated from almost everything and everybody. And to get to their house, you had to drive on an old gravel road, and a hilly road at that. There weren't many people who came by. And the family had had a number of experiences. There were four members to that family. But the mother had died when the youngest child was born. And we had not a single mother, we had a single father. There were two sons. One of them was somewhere around five, and the other, the older one, several years older, had finished high school, and he had worked for a few years on the farm to help his father. For a few years, that younger boy had yearned for a bicycle, and his father kept saying no. He didn't think that he was old enough. He didn't think he was able. He didn't think that he could. But there came a time when the father looked at that younger son, believed that he was old enough and able enough, and one Christmas, that young boy got a bicycle that was far better than he ever dreamed his daddy would get him. He learned to ride it by riding it around the house. His father would not permit him to go and ride it out on the road. So he rode it around the house for a long time, and then finally the father decided that he was able now, if he wanted to go and ride it a little bit on the road. But he always warned him, "You be careful." It made no difference that there weren't many cars that came by. He wanted that boy to be careful because he didn't want that boy to get hurt. One day, the father talked to that young boy and said, "What I want you to do is to ride out to the street and bring in the paper." And so the young boy took off, happy that he could go and help his daddy. But as he went, the father heard a car coming very rapidly up the hill. And he cried out to his son, trying to get him to hear him and to call him to come back, get out of the way. But the young boy didn't hear, and he didn't see the car, and the car didn't see him. And the father heard the crash, and he started immediately to head out that way. But the older son made his way first. And he got there, and he said, "Daddy, don't come out here. I'll take care of it." But Daddy wasn't going to wait. He went out there. He saw the disaster. He picked up the body of his younger son. And he carried him back down to the house, called the undertaker, and began to make arrangements for the funeral. When the funeral was over, all had been done, the father walked one day from the house out to where that bicycle remained. And he picked up that bicycle and he carried it back down to the barn. He took it in the barn and he nailed it high on the wall. And the older son came and he said, "Daddy, why are you doing that? Don't you know that it's just going to lengthen your sorrow?" And the father said, "I never want to forget it. And every day of my life, I want to think of this event as if it just happened today." Now, having heard that, you may wonder, well, what is it you want us to learn from this? You said you learned something. What do you want us to learn? Well, before I can answer that question, we've got to go back just a little bit in history. It was the thoughts of the older brother that were striking in this story. It was the older brother who wrote the story. It was the older brother who learned a lesson and urged it upon all that he knew and all with whom he came in contact. He was a different boy in some respects. He had always gone to the church house because he didn't want to disappoint his daddy. But he didn't think much about it. Most of the time, he sat there wishing that fewer songs would be sung, the sermons would be shorter. And during the Lord's Prayer, he was usually thinking about something else that he was going to do just as soon as all of this was over and he could do that which he wanted to do. But after his father's attitude toward the bicycle, the older brother began to change. Worship began to mean something to him. And in that worship, the Lord's Supper especially felt something to him. He sang with the congregation. And he began to learn the meaning of the songs, not just sit there and repeat them and hear them, but to understand what he was singing about and what the message of those songs were. He listened to the prayers and he learned to pray. He listened to the sermons and he learned the messages. But most of all, he had a new attitude toward the Lord's Supper. In his mind, it was no longer a situation where he would just sit there and think about what he was going to do in just a little while. He began to concentrate upon what was happening. He began to concentrate upon Jesus. He began to concentrate on the crucifixion and what that crucifixion provided by the blood of Jesus, and that is salvation. And so he came to understand his Father's words and his attitude toward the Lord's Supper was that everybody he could persuade should understand and consider the Lord's Supper and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ as something that had just happened. We sing about that, but do we really understand it? A week ago today, Adam led the song that is going to be our invitation hymn here. And the third stanza, which we will be singing, is one that we ought to hear and understand, not just hear. And it reads this way: near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring it seen before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow o'er me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Where are you in relationship to this Jesus who in our mind and in our heart is crucified every day? If you're not one of his children, or if you're a child of God who doesn't really understand what it means to be a Christian, we bid you come forward while we stand and while we sing.